understand what's in them.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
It is 9:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're at 48 degrees in Flemington. It's overcast skies, but it's going to be raining today. Cloudy with periods of rain and a high of 57. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain is 100%. Rainfall rainfall around a half an inch. Cloudy skies and a low of 42 tonight. Sunshine and clouds mix tomorrow with a high of 48. Yeah, it is December, folks. Except for a few afternoon clouds on Saturday, mainly sunny and a high of 43. Sunny skies and 46 on Sunday. Monday, mostly cloudy, 54. And Tuesday, a overcast skies, rain showers at times at 56. Early reports for the big guy coming on in. He's going to be coming in a swimsuit. It's 66 degrees at Christmas. Temperatures in our area, 48 in Raritan, 47 at the county complex, 50 in Tewksbury. 48 up in Phillipsburg, 48 in Lambertville, 48.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather here at HunterdonChamberRadio.com. This afternoon, possible scattered showers. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 31.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Now, we'll try that again. Look at the wrong weather report. Today's slight chance of snow showers after 3 p.m. Tonight, slight chance of snow showers earlier in the evening, otherwise cloudy, low in the 20s. Tuesday, snow likely after 8 a.m., mixed with rain after 2 p.m. Tuesday night, chance of rain and snow in the early evening, lows in the upper 20s. Slight chance of showers on Wednesday, cloudy on the overnight, low in the 20s. Sunny on Thursday and Friday, even into Saturday, lows in, at night in the upper teens and in the 30s during the day. I guess no rain on the horizon until maybe Sunday. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Table, Chef Bill's Table here, back after the big move here to Main Street. There's a little bit construction still going on here. The renovation is in full swing of the large house. It actually is pretty large, too. And offices so far, everything coming along very nicely. So we had that brief time off during the move, but we are back, and great to be here. It's nice that the chamber now has a presence on Main Street and preserving an historical building, renovating it. It's going to be a nice place to meet if you have to come to the chamber offices. What's going on? Polytech dinners. The courses we teach over at Polytech for Raritan Valley Community College will start February 28th with a Mardi Gras theme. Good timing. And we'll have some details as we get closer. It's usually the buy tickets through the office, $25, fixed price, four courses. And Chef Paul and his students are working on some interesting items. He always does a good job with the food there. So gives the students a chance to practice in a actual restaurant setting. Capstone class for the Raritan Valley Community College Associate's Degree Program, Food and Beverage Management. So as we get closer, we'll do a press release and get more details out. What else is going on? Food holidays this week. Homemade soup February 4th. Fitting for this time of year, at least in the Northeast. Although soup's good any time, and with game day coming up, our other big food holiday, probably one of the biggest of the year, I think a soup or a chili would be fitting to have, especially if you're having a group over. So speaking of game day, many people theme the food for either their favorite team that's playing, or the team they're rooting for, or they may do a little bit of each. Or what I like to do is feature the host city, Houston, Texas. Good food for a party. But you could throw some items in there that maybe if you're supporting New England or if you're supporting Atlanta, something along the soup line. Of course, Boston chowder, New England chowder comes to mind right off the bat. With if you want, especially if you want to put a little seafood out there, it's hearty. And I like soup for a group setting because you can make it ahead. It holds very easily if you have a crock pot or any kind of soup tureen. So people can get what they want when they want it. And what I do, especially if people are going to be walking around, maybe, is use mugs instead of a cup or a bowl with a saucer. If you have a hearty soup, of course, you do still need a spoon. But having them in, we happen to have a lot of nice ceramic coffee mugs in my place. We don't really drink coffee anymore, but we've collected mugs over the years. So it's nice to have just that mug. And it doesn't have to be huge. Again, people, remember, game day is it's a marathon. You don't want to eat too much too fast. You want to spread it out. So some nice mugs and spoons and a good cauldron of some kind of soup or chili. Brunswick stew if you're supporting Atlanta. Kind of a native dish from that area and other southern states. And that's another hearty stew. There's many recipes, many versions of it too. There's apparently Georgia is more pork and beef based, and other southern states may use chicken. But basically you want lima or butter beans, and I know lima beans and a lot of recipes call for frozen. If you can find the dried beans, it is much better, because when you cook them, you'll get the starch out of them. The Brunswick stew should be fairly thick. So you find lima beans or butter beans, and it takes a little bit longer to cook, but usually there's corn that this time of year, unless you're near where some corn is, you could use frozen. I find a good super sweet variety always works. And, of course, some tomatoes. And then, if any good soup. I like it could be as simple as chopped onions and a little garlic, or I always like to do what's called a mirepoix, the diced carrots, onions, and celery. Adds a nice flavor to it, and then whatever broth you're using kind of makes it, makes it taste a little more homemade, even if you're using a canned broth. And plus it helps take some of the salt effect out of a canned broth. And, of course, Brunswick stew, there were some native varmints down there, I guess we call them, or catch of the day, shall we say. That might have gone in there originally, but I saw one version even with barbecued meat, which is kind of cool. Usually there's a tomato-based or a barbecue sauce that would go in there. If you're from Carolinas, of course, you might put pulled pork in there. It's a good soup. You could probably make it vegetarian, but I would start with nice diced beef and then pork shoulder, something with a little bit of flavor in it. And these diced meats will have to cook obviously a little bit longer. If I was using chicken, I would use chicken thigh. Again, more flavor and holds up better. Sometimes the chicken breast, when you use it in a soup, kind of shreds apart after a while. So soup, chowder, Brunswick stew, and chili. Chili's probably, I know we like to think of apple pie as a national dish, but probably chili, if not a close second, might even be number one, if you think about it. Most areas of the country have some kind of chili. Of course, originating Texas, which would be the nod to Houston. And originally a bowl of red was just that. It was just basically the dried chilies that are rehydrated. Probably weren't even any tomatoes in it. But, of course, it's grown to be normally what we call chili con carne. has meat in it. And then, of course, the next argument is, does it have beans, or do you put the beans on the side? You know, it's kind of up to you. But what happens is sometimes the beans, you know, sometimes it stretches out the chili a little bit too much. I like it to be a nice meat. Think of it as a nice stew made with chilies. And the dried chilies don't always have to be hot. You find some mild chilies, anchos, or other ones that have a dried smoky flavor to it. Very nice. And again, when you rehydrate these and then puree them, you get a nice bright red sauce. Tomatoes do help. Again, if you don't have access to those dried chilies. And then, of course, we add our chili powders or a combination now. It's nice you can get a variety of chili powders out there that are specific, not just that standard, you know, ground chilies, cumin, garlic, oregano type thing. Although all those flavors do work well in there. That was probably more the Spanish influence there. We've got to take a break for a couple of messages, and we'll be back at the table. Talk about game day. Well, I guess first about chili. And then I'll give you a nice formula for a queso dip, because Tex-Mex would be also a nice nod to Texas. Plus, it's great party food. Be back at the table.
Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Table here. Large room here, and there's echoing and people on the steps. Hopefully not too much of that is coming through. So chili, national dish, and think of the variations out there. Obviously, you know, the standard ground beef, or a mixture of meats. But the purists will say it should be diced meat. And I've done it either way. I think sometimes with the ground meat, what happens is people think because it's ground, it doesn't have to be cooked that long. And I think really, even if you're using ground beef, you still want to simmer it for a while and let the meat get soft. I know I do that when I make a bolognese or a meat sauce for pasta. And if you think of the Cincinnati chili, for example, and that is almost like what in New Jersey here we call the chili for chili dogs. And the meat is very fine ground, and it cooks for a long time. And of course, they have the seasoning there, more of the cloves and allspice and cinnamon, kind of like a nice meat sauce. And they're no beans are in it. It's the three-way, four-way, five-way. Add the beans. Add your pasta. And then the toppings, the chili with the cheese or the onions. I guess the all-the-way has everything on it. And I've served that in a restaurant once. It was on our menu. Our chili was beans were on the side if you wanted them. West Coast tend to dice up the tri-tip. Cut a meat off the sirloin. And if you do this with the meat, you want to slice it thinly, the raw meat, and mince it very finely. 1/4 inch, small dice. So it's not quite ground, it still has some textures to it. And again, it would usually be very lean meat for that too. The sirloin, fairly lean. Some people even use top round, which you could, but again, you'd want to cook that for a little while to make it tender. Favorite is using nice chunks of stew meat, chuck stew. And what I've said in the past, I like to buy the muscle, the solid roast or a blade roast, something like that. Even boneless short ribs, teres major would work all right. Any of those muscles that are offered. And cut it in a little bit bigger pieces. And brown it, and just like you're making a beef stew or a beef bourguignon, to me, that's, you know, it's kind of our version of it. And we happen to flavor it with chilies. Now, in doing this, of course, you need your onions and your garlic. If you want to, you could saute those separately and then combine them. If you need to, if it's a lot of meat in the pot, you want to brown the meat fairly well. Then you could take it out of the pot and then add your vegetables and then put the meat back in with the liquid, you know, that procedure. But if you want to save time, you could brown the meat, and as you're browning the meat, saute the vegetables and then add them in. Now the chilies, if you're going to make your bowl of red, find some nice dry chili pods, the red ones, mild. And you could put a little hot chili in there too, some jalapenos or serranos. Whatever kind of heat you like, or even a little chipotle at the end. But you would soak the pods in hot water, and then once they're hydrated, you save some of that water, and of course you're going to take away the stem. Probably want to take the seeds or not, depending on how much heat you want in there, and make a puree. And this would be part of your liquid for the chili. And it's a braise, obviously, with the stew meat. You're going to cook it for a few hours. You want to simmer it slowly. You don't want to boil it hard. If you cover it, don't cover it all the way. What happens when you cover anything like that that's simmering, the steam pressure builds up in there and ends up really cooking it too fast. So you want to, if you do have a cover over it, just put the lid aside a little bit, let some of the steam go out. Another technique, in the classical kitchens, of course, they would put some parchment paper over top, so some of the steam stays in, some of the steam escapes. And then your favorite seasoning. Now, at Jake's, we make, of course, a ground beef chili, and we have the beans, and it's kind of what people expect. And the heat in mine, a lot of my heat comes from dry mustard, oddly enough. And that, of course, helps thicken it. Mustard is a flour. Many traditional chilies you'll see, especially if you make the with the red chili sauce and maybe not any thick tomato product, sprinkle some masa
the fine ground cornmeal would get sprinkled in toward the end to help thicken it. And that way you're not adding flour, it's gluten-free, you don't have to worry about the floury taste. A little bit of masa at the end is a nice flavor. I think it's the same idea if you're making a tortilla soup and you put the shredded tortillas in there, that helps thicken it up. So with your chili, now if you're not putting the beans in, of course, the other part of what we want to do this game day with the Tex-Mex, the Texas cuisine, is have some barbecue. And I would have maybe some beans on the side. The nice thing is black beans are very good, or you could do a combination of black beans and navy beans, but you could cook the beans separately. Again, instead of using the canned, use the dried beans. Cook them with some liquid, either some broth or if you use water. Resist putting the salt until towards the end, because the salt or any vinegar or acid or anything like that, because that will toughen up the beans. But onion in there. Now, when I boil beans, say for a cassoulet, I cut the onion across its equator in half, and you could put a couple cloves in there if you like. But the split big pieces of onion give the broth onion flavor without the pieces in there. Now, you may choose to add some onions later, minced onion, but that onion flavor cooking with the beans kind of helps permeate it. If you like garlic, put cloves in the garlic, then you can fish them out at the end if you like. Although, cooked long enough, some they might just puree up anyway, so you don't have to worry about it. But those flavorings are nice. So you have your beans on the side, or, you know, if you're maybe from more east, south, you might do Hop and John, black-eyed peas. But I think beans, in any case, are a nice side dish for your barbecue. And you could do it with your chili. You could have your beans on the side. People that don't want the beans could just have the meat stew. And, of course, your garnishes. Now, nice thing about having chili on hand is some other things you may offer at your party, which could be nachos, tacos, anything along that Tex-Mex line, would carry some of the same garnishes. What we do with Jake's is we melt some cheddar jack cheese on the chili, and then we dress it with what we call our pico. And it's not pico de gallo like your tomato salsa. It's more of a seasoning. We use it as a base in our guacamole. We use it on our fish tacos. We call it the sixth mother sauce. And what the pico is very finely diced Roma tomatoes. We scoop the shell, the seeds out of them, so it's just kind of the meat of the tomato. Minced red onion and jalapenos, we split them quarters lengthwise, scrape out the membrane and the seed, and very finely diced. And then to this we add our chopped cilantro, some salt and pepper, and some lime juice. And this mixture holds up pretty well. You could make this and keep it covered. It's a good little relish. And we'll put some of that pico on top of the chili. So even though it's cold, it's only a tablespoon or so, but that fresh, vibrant flavor of the chilies and the raw tomato and onion kind of perks up that long-cooked dish. And that's what we're finding out with some of the dishes we do. You like that crunch sometimes of something soft, but also something with some acid in it or some spice to kind of, it kind of is a counterpart to that earthy, long-cooked flavor of stews, chilies, soups, things like that. So think about that for items like that for a garnish, pickled vegetables, you know, anything like that, that you could have a little bit of a crunch and a little bit of brightness to your dishes. It's kind of good in the wintertime. We like to have those comfort food, long-cooked foods, but that little acidic pop at the end or spice is nice on the palate. Good counterpoint to the long, slow-cooked items. We've got a break for news. It's the half hour. And we'll come back and let's see. I think we're going to make some queso instead of having to melt down some cheese sauce or make something with a bechamel. We're going to make one that's gluten-free and that holds up well. We'll be back at the table in a few minutes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I've made a very big decision.
President Trump saying that decision is on who he'll nominate for the U.S. Supreme Court.
That is going to be announced tomorrow night from the White House at 8 o'clock.
As in 8 o'clock Eastern time, for now, all Trump is saying of his pick.
I think you will be very impressed with this person.
Trump saying his nominee is unbelievably highly respected. He makes the remarks during a White House meeting with small business leaders this morning. Police in Canada revealing very little about a possible motive or any details about the two gunmen arrested for last night's attack on a Quebec City mosque. Six people were killed in the shooting. Eight other people were injured. The two gunmen's identities have not been released, but investigators say the shooters wanted to instill fear in the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
Back here at the table, Chuck Doe's table here at the new Chamber of Commerce digs here on Main Street. So queso dip would be good no matter what you're serving, especially if you want to do a Tex-Mex or anything like that. I think it's good anyway. So what we used to have nachos on the menu at Jake's, and I personally like the individual nachos where you have your corn triangles and you put on a little bit of pickled jalapeno and cheese. We used to do some refried beans on there, and years ago we used to have little Tex-Mex parties. It was great because everybody can kind of get involved. You make up some margaritas, and then people are all slicing, dicing, chopping. Somebody's, you know, frying tortillas and, you know, making guacamole, making salsa. It's kind of fun. And it's all nice little finger food also. But a lot of people think of nachos as chips with cheese sauce poured over them. And most of your cheese sauce recipes, if you're not melting down a can of Cheese Whiz or Velveeta with the diced tomatoes in it, this one uses actual cheese. And other recipes that call for a cheese sauce, whether macaroni and cheese or anything like that, call for making a bechamel, which is your butter and flour, thicken up the milk, and then add your cheese to it. And so that's fine and dandy if you cook your roux out enough, you get rid of some of that floury paste, but you really don't need it. So what we did is developed one that kind of based on making a fondue almost. A couple of principles there. And also taking advantage of processed cheese, mainly cream cheese and American cheese. Now, American cheese that you use, I don't like those, the individually wrapped ones. They're great for throwing on a burger. It melts right away. That's, you know, a little bit of cheese flavor you want. But you need American cheese that's not that liquid stuff. It's got a, we buy blocks of it and shred it. So it's processed cheese, but it's got a little bit less water, if you will, added to it. So what we do is we buy the canned chilies, usually the Hatch chilies or one of those, your mild diced chilies. You can get small cans, let's say, you know, this is going to be, you know, fairly large recipe, but I think this is something you can use. A 2-pound can of the diced chilies. And we start with about 4 ounces of butter. And we saute those chilies for a little bit. Add a couple of ounces of white wine. Now, I add the wine because when you make a fondue, the wine, the alcohol in the wine kind of simmers first. So it's simmering at a lower boiling point. And that plus the acid there helps keep the cheese from getting too curdly, I guess, curdling. You don't want too high a heat, and you want that little bit, plus the flavor. So we have the chilies, the white wine, and then we add a quart of heavy cream. I didn't say this was going to be low-cal. I just said it was going to be gluten-free. So anyway, so we've got a quart of cream. You bring that to a simmer. Now we have a pound of cream cheese, and if it's at room temperature, all the better. If it's not, we just cube it up. And once the cream is to a simmer, we add the cream cheese. I season it with some granulated onion, or if you wanted to saute a little bit of onion with your chilies, you could. I like the granulated. A little bit of salt and pepper at the end. You can check it for seasoning. An ounce of Worcestershire sauce. And then, again, finishing at the end, some of the chipotle Tabasco I found is a great seasoning. It's a little bit thicker. It's got the smoky flavor, and that could be kind of your adjustment at the end, or regular Tabasco, any kind of hot sauce. So we've got a cream, we've got a cream cheese melting in there, a pound of American cheese. And I say not the individually wrapped slices. Get some sliced American from the deli off a block there. And then a pound of your shredded cheddar and Monterey Jack mix, which you can usually find in the bags there. So all the cheeses are in there, and then over low heat, you're going to stir once in a while. Don't overmix it, but you just want the stir it gently, and when the cheese is almost all melted, you can cut off the heat. Now, I found with this queso, we were able to reheat it over low heat, so it doesn't really break down when it's chilled. We've been able to keep it hot on a steam table for several hours, and it doesn't break down. If it does happen to thicken up a little bit too much, you can always add a little bit of cream, or add some butter. And that was the old secret with Cheese Whiz. If Cheese Whiz got too thick, you don't add water to it, you add butter. Helps thin it back down a little bit. But we found with this, it does hold up well, it does reheat well, and even cold, it's a nice kind of cheese spread. So if you have some left over, chill it down. You could. It's almost like a really nice flavored cream cheese. So, because what happens is there's some emulsifiers, stabilizers in the cream cheese that kind of hold things together. So you've got enough of those substances there to give you some stability. So the cheese sauce doesn't break. By break meaning, you know, that butter fat comes flying out of it and you end up with stringy cheese and butter fat. And this one, is, as I say, it's always worked for us. There's enough you know, the cheddar and the Monterey Jack adds a little bit of sharpness to it. And chipotle at the end. Now, you've got a queso sauce that I guess we could call it Texas fondue, right? With a Texas-themed party. You know, the barbecue, of course, in Texas is pretty much beef. And my favorite would be brisket. And, of course, you want the hot links. You want the smoked beef sausage. And go out of your way to get that. You know, the smoked pork sausage, kibbasis, things like that. You know, they're good. But you get the hot links, if you can. Would make a nice addition to your dinner. Now, with the queso sauce, now you've got something that you can put on your corn chips, or you could use it as a dip. I would have some of the sliced beef sausage there. And even if you wanted to, you know, drag a couple of vegetables through it. But you know, could be creative with your dipping there. Or if you want to use the we've done with the nachos, add some jalapeno if you like. The pickled ones are good. Fresh, they're two different things. The pickled ones, I guess, were traditional on nachos, so you may want to have some of those on hand. And maybe a little bit of pico. But the queso sauce, again, if you want to just dip your chips into it, but I think the sausage or anything else there that you would like to put in a fondue, you could get away with this queso dip. Now, the centerpiece. Now, I mentioned Texas barbecue, brisket, hot links. Sometimes the beef ribs, the big dinosaur bones, those are good. Or I saw one time, just if you have an outdoor rotisserie, a nice smoked prime rib. But I think for a party, a brisket would be a good cut of meat. It's very flavorful, takes a while to cook. But even if you were theming it New England, you know, boiled dinner, could be corned beef, could be fresh beef. But the brisket, great cut of meat. As I say, it takes a little while to cook, but very flavorful, a fair amount of fat on the outside. But, of course, you're going to render that and then take that off. I think what the fat in brisket is, and here's a meat guy told me this once. You see the burgers nowadays, people are saying, oh, I want to have a mix of short rib and sirloin and brisket, things like that. Apparently, with the fat in the brisket doesn't melt away the same way as fat in other cuts. So what you're left with when you have, say, you're grinding brisket into a burger, you have a little bit more of that fat flavor in there. It doesn't melt away. And the same with the brisket roast. Keeps it nice and juicy, whether you're cooking it over a barbecue or you're slow cooking it in your oven or you're simmering it on a stovetop, whatever way you're doing it, a pot roast, really holds up well. There's a good distinct grain to it. You can slice it easily across the grain. So I'm thinking, for a crowd at least, brisket would be a choice, whether you're having the chili or not, or in another soup. But if you wanted some meat, nice thing about the brisket is that you can have it cooked ahead, keep it warm. It's well done anyway. It's nice and tender. You could shred it. You could put that in your tacos, put it on your nachos. You could have sandwiches, sliders, or make it the full meal. And I guess Texas, not big on sauce on the barbecue, although many people expect a sauce. And I would say have your favorite sauce, but maybe spice it up a little bit with some jalapeno. We'll talk about cooking this brisket when we come back and then figure out the rest of the party here for game day, Chef Bill's Table. I see the hunger burning in her eyes. And if you could see there's something wrong, you keep pretending not to care. But I will hear you sing a dear
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to Hunterdon Chamber. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Chef Bill's Table, HuntingChamberRadio.com. So for brisket, we look for a fresh brisket, same cut that you're familiar with your corned beef. And it will have some fat on it, which is fine. It's going to help flavor the meat, and it's going to trim it off anyway when you go slice. So you find it probably for the average use, a piece 4 to 5 pounds. Can find one. They break it down. First cut would be very, very lean. I like from the other end anyway. But you're going to have an oven at 325. If you have a smoker, of course, it would be nice to smoke the brisket, although it would take quite a while. You might, I don't know if you should do it overnight, but take several hours. Even in the oven, it's going to be a 3 to 4 hour ordeal. When you have cuts like that, that's about what it takes to tenderize it. Yes, it's going to be well done after a couple of hours, but you still need a little bit slower, long cooking to tenderize it. And a lot of Texas recipes will call for a 5-pepper rub or a 7-pepper, 7-spice rub. You might have your favorite barbecue rub that you like to put on your pulled pork and chicken, things like that. So your spice rub, now ideally you would rub it down the day before and then put it either in a container or in a 2-gallon freezer bag something so you can seal it up and let it sit overnight in the fridge with the rub on it, kind of permeate the flavor. Now, if you don't have a smoker, what I've done, I've had very good luck with chicken thighs and smaller cuts, is with my rub, I use a little bit of liquid smoke. Now, liquid smoke is just what it says it is. It's a distillate of hickory smoke. There's no salt in it. There's nothing added. It's just the smoke that comes off from burning hickory. It's, of course, a smoke and water vapor, and it's condensed just like you would when you're making whiskey or any kind of distilled spirit. The vapor with the smoke flavoring goes through a condenser, cooled down, and comes back to its liquid state. So it's pretty potent stuff, too. You can add things if you want a taste of smoke flavoring. Nice little thing to have on your pantry shelf. Well, I've found with my rub on things, if I'm not using an outdoor smoker, a little bit of that liquid smoke rubbed on the outside helps that same flavor. Yes, it's not going to permeate the meat like an actual smoker would, but it's going to still give you fairly good. I know with chicken, it soaks right in pretty well, smaller pieces. When we do our St. Louis ribs, for example, I'll brush the liquid smoke right on. And it's, I'll tell you, when those things hit the grill, it still smells like bacon cooking. I mean, it's difficult if you're putting sauce and things on that to tell the difference. So you want that smoke flavor. By all means, a little bit of liquid smoke in the rub or in the pan when you're cooking it, you can pour some over the brisket. So what you like to do, once you've got it rubbed down, it's overnight, you like, in a large skillet, you want to brown it a little bit first. Get the flavors kind of wakened up on the outside there. So you have it seared, browned, and again, it's not to seal any juices, it's just for flavor. 325, put a couple of cups of stock in there if you want it to cook at a moist heat. And you're going to check it after a couple of hours. At this point, if you want to put a little sauce on there, you can, although I'm saying let it just cook. And if you want to, you flip it over. If you want a little bit of crust on the non-fat side, by all means, flip it over. You could do it on a rack. But you want to keep that cooking for probably up to another 2 hours. So not only is it going to be well done inside, but what I do is with a two-prong fork, the cook's fork we call it, I'll pick, just a couple of inches in, and I'll stick the fork in there and try to twist it. I don't want to do it, too much in the middle of the roast. I don't want to mess up too many slices, but take the thickest part and put the fork in there. If it twists easily, the meat's done. If it's too much resistance, you cook a little bit longer. But again, three and a half to 4 hours for that brisket, it should be plenty done. Then the juice that's left, of course, if you want to make some sauce, which most people like a little bit, you could use that as the base for your homemade barbecue sauce. And again, being Texas, I would add a little jalapeno to it and make it a little bit spicy. You could put the sauce on the side. Some cooks like to baste the meat or put the sauce on the meat while it's in the oven. If that's your preference, by all means, after the first couple of hours, put some sauce on it. What we don't want to do is, with a lot of barbecue sauces, there's sugar in them. And you don't want the sugar to burn too much. Once that's, you like a little dark crust, but once the sugar burns, it kind of insulates the meat from cooking more, so we always like to put sauce on really towards the end. Or in this case, make kind of a barbecue gravy, if you will, and serve it on the side. So for game day, so brisket, chili, or some kind of soup. New England, if you're not into seafood, a nice soup from New England would also be the the nod to the Portuguese influence there, the caldo verde. Some potatoes and kale, a nice little smoked sausage in there. Be a good hearty soup for the wintertime. Nothing wrong with that. But as I say, if you're having a group soup and either chili or maybe brisket, make some quesos, have some hot links there. Now, I know we don't normally think of too many vegetables on game day, but, you know, it's nothing wrong with, you know, a little bit of guacamole. With the beans, I don't know if you need, I mean, hummus seems to be the other thing. Dips are always fun, but I think if you have the queso and you have some guacamole, very easy to make. And you can flavor that again, spicy, not spicy. As far as vegetables, crudité, of course, are always there. But if you're going to serve something, we always like grilled or roasted vegetables that are done a little bit ahead and then let come to room temperature. If you want to go that route, grilled or roasted always works. Hit it with a little vinaigrette afterwards once they're cooked, and you've got a nice platter. A little break from all the heavy proteins, right? And you have your usual snacks, chips, things like that. But remember, water, especially if you're having beers or ciders or wines. Remember to have plenty of water on hand. And you want still, you may want sparkling. Sparkling water is nice for non-alcoholic drinks or refreshing things. I mean, you could set up a little water bar. You could have sparkling water or club soda. Sparkling water would probably be nicer. And then have some fruit juices to add to it, or fresh fruits. A little bit, you know, it's refreshing, a little palate cleansing. But you want to stay hydrated, especially if you're having spicy, salty food and alcoholic beverages. And of course, the last, got to remind you, if most parties, at least around here, we sell a lot of our Jake's chicken tenders, and hundreds on a game day. One of the best things you can do on the way, if you're going somewhere and you don't know what to do, just, you know, bring a 25-pack or a 50-pack of our buffalo tenders or Thai, whatever way you like them. We do have wings available also, nice jumbo wings. But to me, if you show up at a party with a pan of tenders and a pan of our mac and cheese, which, you know, again, we make a little bit differently than most people, very pure product. No breadcrumbs on the top. We brulee the cheese, so it's even better. It's all that nice little burnt cheese around the edge. But 50-pack of tenders and a pan of mac and cheese, and you'll be a hero. We've got to head out now at the end of the hour. Nice to be back. Next week, I guess we'll take a look at Valentine's Day. We hope in the restaurants that you go out, but if you happen to be making a nice dinner at home, we'll have some thoughts on that also. Chef Bill signing off. Stay healthy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I've made a very big decision.
President Trump saying that decision is on who he'll nominate for the U.S. Supreme Court.
That is going to be announced tomorrow night from the White House at 8 o'clock.
As in 8 o'clock Eastern time, for now, all Trump is saying of his pick.
I think you will be very impressed with this person.
Trump saying his nominee is unbelievably highly respected. He makes the remarks during a White House meeting with small business leaders this morning. Police in Canada revealing very little about a possible motive or any details about the two gunmen arrested for last night's attack on a Quebec City mosque. Six